setting goals, how to set up goals, quantities and schedules. When setting goals, it is important to set schedules and quantities. I took the issue of weight loss as an example, which I think illustrates the point better. Let's say I am starting the project of weight loss at approximately 95 kilograms. My height is 175 centimeters. Goal means numbers. If I want to keep my weight steady, I need to eat about 2,500 calories per day. My target goal is average of 2,000 calories a day, 500 morning, 1,000 noon, 500 evening, including physical activity, which I value as minus 100, for each 30 minutes of moderate sport activity. I am not including Fridays and Saturdays, just to not exceed the 2,500 per day calories. At this rate, if I will manage in 5 days a week, minus 500 per day equals 2,500 a week, I can lose minimum of 1 kilogram per month. Note, 1 kilogram equals 7,500 calories. Time to work for the goal. Meanwhile, I am trying to reduce the consumption of bread during the week and eat only on Friday and Saturday. First rule is to measure and write every day until I will reach and achieve my goal, which is 85 kilograms. It should take me 10 times 7,500 equals 75,000 slash 500 equals 150 days slash 5 equals 30 weeks equals 7 months from March 1st to September 1st, and I can measure after each month and can see if my assessments were reasonable and can make changes according to the actual measurements. You can use Excel worksheet that can give you the average daily, weekly, monthly results, so you can see right away if you are on the right track or you have to do some changes. Note, calorie information can be found in many diet sites. Goals are measured. Here is example of 1 day of in my daily measurements. So for this day, I counted 1,490 calories, 1,690 food, minus 200 for fitness activity,